Greetings, this is Nigeria and you're on UrbanBuzzMag.com and I have super producer, artist Mel Love on the line with me. Mel, say what's up.
What's going on, family? Good friends, link to link. Greetings. Nigeria Anderson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So you have a lot going on. You have shows, you have new product. But let's get to know Mel Love for those who aren't familiar. So just introduce yourself.
Well, you know, from back in the day, giving Biggie Smalls his name, the Notorious B.I.G., the King of New York, worked at Uptown MCA with Andre Harrell, Mark Pitt, John Fucking Combs, Kirk Burrows, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Peace and blessings to everybody out there and the rest of the team I work with, you know. But I moved on to doing my own thing as Link to Link Worldwide, Follow the Flavor TV show on the Link to Link TV network.
Right, and that's been going strong for a minute right now. Tell me, what is it like?
Yeah, it's the 90s.
Yeah, tell me what's it like finding some good talent. You are good at finding the diamonds in the rough. So what does that take, though? You know, how do you deal with that process of knowing who you want to produce or work with? What's that process like, especially now, today?
Pretty much it's five. You know, I've also people vibes that come around me. Some people come and say, hey, listen to my song. This is my demo. This is what I did. Others, just people that we just started off having a conversation, and then next thing you know, they doing music, but then calling me, you know, to ask me to mentor them and everything like that, and just give them a piece of my advice and let them know, hey, do this, that, and third, and they put it together, and then I see right there that we mess together as family. Be a great vibe, you know, we mm-hmm. get and we start everything from ground zero all the way up.
Have you ever went out to an event, I mean, prior to COVID, and saw someone and was like, oh my God, they got it?
I have. When I was out in Mississippi, actually.
Oh, okay.
And this is during COVID and everything like that. I went down there, seen two guys by the name of Lit Sean and Taliban, went down there, did a show with them, and got a music video, came back, and they doing their thing right now.
That's what's up. That is what's up. Do you have any advice for emerging artists?
Just be yourself, because everything else is taken. Try to be different. You know, that's what the music business really needs right now, because everything really is sounding the same. And why be a carbon copy of something that's already been here, you know?
Right.
Do something different. There's so many words in the dictionary and inside the thesaurus that you can use to display your work, and you don't have to sound alike like everybody else just because the radio is playing a certain sound right now. Try to stand out and stick out like a sore thumb and just continue on doing what you're doing. You know, even when people tell you, that's whack or you can't do it. And, you know, even if you don't have the money for it, keep pushing forward and just do it. That's it, you know?
Yeah. I think there's a hunger and thirst for authenticity, too. And I think that's why,
right,
you know, as you're giving that advice to just be authentic and be yourself, regardless who is saying it's hot or not. I mean, we don't want to be ignorant. We know when it ain't hot. But if you're feeling the vibe, like you said before, and you know you got something, then definitely keep it. So tell us about what's coming up in Las Vegas, sir.
Las Vegas, we're going to have a great time. You know, we got my manager, Gigi, her birthday bash, you know. We're definitely going to be out there with her, doing it big, you know, because she really deserves it. You know, she's been with me and pushing me forward, you know, on the road, in the studio, making sure I make the right moves and everything like that. So, you know, we're definitely going to do a big for Gigi when we get down to Las Vegas. And April 17th, we'll be in Oklahoma with Vice One and D Brooks from Block Boy Music Group. So we have a big show going on down there called The Blaze Fest.
And what about you? Do you have a project that's out right now?
I have a couple of singles out right now. I got a single that I got with D Brooks called Bless the Child. That's on Spotify and all the major platforms right now. It's over 100,000 streams. I have my song Worth It that's out, Sola with Josh B. I got Rudy Ray Roar. That one is called Dead President's Day. That's all out right now. A lot of singles I've been dropping with artists that I've been working with. That's a part of the team and the family, you know, off of Link to Link Worldwide, the record label. These are great records that people can, you know, go to their Spotify or any platform, you know, where you retrieve your music at and just look us up.
Man, how can people get in touch with you? Are you looking for new talent?
Well, I'm always looking for a new talent that's doing the right thing and positive thing out there. And they also have to know that, you know, in this industry, try to speak more positivity into the universe, you know, because right. all that negative stuff that they talking out there, I'm not looking for that really. You know, just them up, bang, bang, gang, gang right. stuff. I'm not looking for that, you know. Respect yeah. to everybody that's doing their thing out there, but I try to push life out here because I don't know nobody that came back from death yet that told me it was great on that side of town, you know. So Preach. In the meantime, I'm out here pushing life, love, and substance for the people, you know, and putting God first with everything I do. You know, we always going to be blessed out here. Our link to link is rolling, so.
Man, that's all right. And I appreciate your honesty letting them know. Don't send you no junk.
Yeah, you have to, because there's so much stuff going on out here, and it seems like a lot of negativity has been spread around the world, and it's like, wow, you know, it's too much.
Right.
And, you know, there got to be more positivity going on out here. That's why I try to tell the artists, change your lyrics and, you know, start speaking more positive so positive and love can come right back to you, you know, so we can keep a balance out here, because if y'all keep on all these guns and you're showing it in the videos and being on your block and everything, you're only setting yourself up for the cops to come check who you are and then, you know, snatch you up. And then you wonder why you're sitting in jail, you know, because of the things that you're saying in your lyrics. And
right.
that's a key factor right now, that they're snatching a lot of people up. So I care about my people out here. So I'm right. trying to tell y'all, you know, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. So, you know, push forward and do your music. But just censor yourself sometimes, you know what I mean? And show less guns and stuff like that. You use that for when it's time to go to war. Right now, we ain't going to war. We're trying to push life out here, you know?
Right. True. Now, people might not know, but you sing and rap. So which one do you like or enjoy more? Or do you just like both of them?
I like singing and rapping. That's why when I first started back in the 90s, singing and rapping before everybody was doing it now.
True.
You know, when Puffy and Kirk Burrows and them told me, pick one. But, you know, it was hard for me to pick one because I was all over the place. I'm singing, rapping, doing Miami bass music and being from Harlem. People looking at me like, how you doing all this type of music and stuff like that? And you from Harlem. I'm like, this is because it's worldly to me. You know, and right. I want to touch everybody around the world. So when I travel, I have music for all genres. Right now, I'm also doing country western music, too.
That's
you know,
what's
got
up.
An artist by the name of Trouble Bound that I'm working with. Also, big up to Sean King and Brooklyn, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I love just doing music because that's been a verse lane anyway, you know, music. Don't limit yourself. And that's what I was always taught since a kid when my dad put me in this music industry. He said, yo, never limit yourself. Whatever you feel like doing, just do it, you
right.
know, and just be the best at what you do. So that's what I'm out here doing, you know, pushing life and substance and love to the world and giving them great music to all nationalities and just whatever you like, link to link, get it. And if I don't have it, I'll go out and I'll make sure I make it for you so you can enjoy it.
Right.
Come get it, you know?
That's good. I like that you expressed that it's important to be able to express yourself, that you don't have to choose one. That being said, how has the music industry impacted you in your artistry?
It made me a better artist. It made me a better person. It kept me grounded, you know, with the great people that I have around me. It kept me out of trouble. I remember a time when I was really on something else,
right,
you know,
right.
my mindset, and I was wilding out here. So, you know, the music kind of saved my life, and I'm grateful for that.
That's what's up. All right, then. So let everybody know how they can reach out to you, how they can watch Link to Link TV and all your social stats.
Well, you can hit me up on my website. That's at linktolinkent.com. TV show is Link to Link Network on the HODB Network, also on Roku, Apple TV, Fire Stick, YouTube channel. just link to link anything that you see, link to link. LINK, the number 2, LINK, put that in there, and then everything will pop up that has anything to do with link to link, the movement you want to move with, you know?
That's what's up.
Big up to all the artists that I'm working with out there, Big O Block, Trouble Bound, Lee Brooks and the Block War Music family, Spice One, myself, Mel Love, like I said, my manager, Gigi, business partners that I have, you know what I mean? I just enjoy everybody. Thank you, you know? Stone
right.
King, Brooklyn, J-Boy, Darren, you know? I just got respect and blessings to everybody out there, and I love everybody. I just keep on pushing that, you know, because I've been through hell. Now it's time for us to rise up and go through this heaven, and we're going to do it together as a team and one big family.
Right.
You know, big up to you, Nigeria, because you've been in my camp for since day one, you
True
know?
True story.
Also, so it's a blessing just to have great people that I can always go back and reflect and say, yo, these are great people that I had in my life, and they all taught me a lesson and told me something about myself to keep me grounded, and that's why I'm where I'm at today. So thank you also, you know?
You're more than welcome. You know how it go. So I thank you. You know, yeah. As we say, once a key player, always a key player. So you did exactly what we tell people to do. As you grow and as you elevate in the industry, hit us back and let us be one of your media partners to share the good news. So I thank you for allowing us to be one of your media outlets.
Thank you. I enjoy y'all. I watch y'all, listen to y'all. I see your magazines out. I already know I'm out here with the Urban Buzz magazine, buzzing away with the link, the movement you want to move with.
True story.
And I'm out of here, you know?
All right, baby. Be safe, and see you when you get back to the NYC.
All right, family. Thank you.
All right.
Blessings.
All right.